Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So today I want to talk about how to prospect for new clients with emotional intelligence. Now, I know a few of you are giggling because you don't think the word emotional and intelligence should be used in the same sentence, but it's truly a thing. And what emotional intelligence is the ability to recognize your own emotions and those of others, to identify your feelings and how it can affect communications. Now, it can help you manage and or adjust your emotions to adapt to environments and achieve your goals. So what does all this mean? Well, the bottom line is, when you understand how you process and then re-communicate based on input that you're getting, it helps you to better communicate with other people. The same is true when you're looking at prospects. When you understand how they process what it is that you're saying and how their perceived emotions can actually cloud the way that things input and export out of their brains, it can help you to better communicate the way they want to be communicated to. This is all based on something known as DISC, D-I-S-C. And DISC is a behavior assessment tool which centers around four different personality traits: the D, the I, the S, and the C. D stands for dominance. I stands for influence. S stands for steadiness. And C stands for conscientiousness. Now, we'll explore each one of these in a little bit more detail. But I want to tell you that I remember having a DISC system done to me years and years ago. And it took quite a while to complete, and it took a couple of days to get back. And as most people look at their own DISC profile, they say, yeah, that's pretty good, it's pretty close. You know, usually it's things that you don't even perceive that this test will tell you. And there are other ones out there. Think of Myers-Briggs. I'm sure there's a lot of personality tests. But you can currently get one of these tests online for about $50. And they can go into the hundreds, especially if you have somebody facilitate the testing and interpret it for you. But there's a way to actually get this done instantaneously from a LinkedIn profile. If you haven't listened to this yet, go back and listen to episode 423, Better Relationship Emotional Intelligence Using Crystal, with their CEO, Drew DeAugustino. Now, this is a podcast about a tool, and Crystal is a tool that is easy to use, and it's almost scary. What you do is you download an extension, you put it into Chrome, and then you simply go to LinkedIn, select the person's name, hit check the profile, and boom, it puts it up in a little right-hand sidebar, but then it also saves it to your Crystal account. Once you go to that account, you can look at a full overall profile of that person. Now, the first 10 are free. If you want to learn more about this specifically, you can listen to the episode and get the free trial by going to perfectlinkedinstrategy.com. That's my website where I outline a whole bunch of tools, but it's on the page called Products. So you can go there, download it, listen to the podcast, and start using it to check out how accurate it is. Now, before I started purchasing this thing, I tried it on myself, and then I used those 10 free trials to get profiles on some people that I knew very well. So I did them, I sent them to them, and they said, it's about 80% accurate. And when I talked to Drew, he said the actual number is about 83% accurate, which blew me away. So how can a tool just go in and with a LinkedIn profile, which some people have said to me, hey, I haven't used my LinkedIn in years. How does it know? I'm not writing anything. I'm not doing anything. It uses artificial intelligence, and it goes out and actually looks in more places than just LinkedIn. It could actually even work with email or Gmail or something along those lines. But it actually gives you a fairly accurate description of the person you're doing the profile on. So let me explain what those four different personality types are. So let's start with the D for dominance. That person is a driver. They're highly dominant individuals and they're independently minded. They're motivated to succeed and generally very effective in getting their own way. These people can also be very hot-tempered and very aggressive under certain conditions, but they are wanting to be in control of the situation. They always want to run the show and be the boss. The next one is the I, or influencer. They're also the communicator. They are socially confident, and they want high influence. They tend to be balanced rather than impulsive and sometimes irrational in their approach to life. The urge to relate and impress those around them can pretty much lead the way this person acts. Now, their goal is to feel important, an influencer, and to get successful results. The S, which stands for steadiness. You probably encounter these people less frequently. These type of people tend to be unassuming and very amiable, very personable, but they're very cautious. They want, you know, very specific steps. And they also tend to be less valued by society because they're not one of those people that sticks out. But steadiness is something that really helps balance out something like a dominant person. As a matter of fact, I've worked with a dominant and steady person at the same company, and they do. They definitely balance each other out. They tend to be more of a planner and thrive upon step-by-step results. The final one is C, which stands for conscientiousness, and they tend to be more compliant. They tend to be somewhat like a dominant person, where they really want to control through structure and procedure. But because of their non-assertive style, they try to achieve this through the use of structure and procedure. They insist on rules and codes of conduct, and they tend to be very methodical. In other words, they love spreadsheets, they love data, they're the kind of person that wants to organize and prioritize. So each one of these four are not definitive. In other words, you could be a D with a high I or a D with a high S or a low S or whatever. So they tend to be a blend of things. And one of the things that Crystal does and tools like that is it helps you to see kind of the bigger picture of how they like to communicate, how they like to be communicated to, and so that you can have a better understanding of what motivates them. So for example, with a high D, they want results. You need to show them how you can get them quickly. With a high S, they want to take things very slowly. They're very cautious. So if you're working with a D and an S, you need quick results that are step by step and very slow. So let me leave you with some final thoughts. First and foremost, emotional intelligence is not perfect, but it's a great guide to understand how to communicate with people. If you're going to use this, take it slow. It's always a good idea to try it out on a few friends first and get some practice in understanding what it means and how you communicate with them and how they communicate with you and how that's interpreted. And then finally, realize it's not perfect. It's about 85%, you know, but that's not 100% perfect and will not work in every situation. So here's the bottom line. Go take it on yourself, take it on your friends, and give it a try. As I said earlier, go to perfectlinkedinstrategy.com or perfectsalesstrategy.com. They both point to the same place. In there, you'll find a couple of webinars, you'll find links to Crystal, and you'll also find the podcast that I mentioned. Give it a try and see if it can help your communication skills.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.